has been for weeks. Left that Blade character in charge at Goja and went up to the city and started taking over.
She would. She isn't the kind to wait for things to happen.
Tell me about it. Whoa! I hear the boss calling. Better get on over there. Pack up your things.
What things?
He did not have much but the clothes he wore, and those were rags.
Whatever you have to take with you. She's leaving in an hour.
He did not argue. That was as futile as arguing with a stone. His wants and interests did not count. He had less freedom than a slave.
Take it easy, cat,
the imp said, and vanished. They rode till Croaker collapsed. They rested, then rode again. Soulcatcher ignored such niceties as restricting travel to daylight hours. She permitted a third halt only after they entered the hills northwest of Deja Gore. She spoke seldom except to her crows and to Frog Face briefly after they arrived, while Croaker was sleeping. She wakened him as the sun rose.
"We re-enter the world today, my love. Sorry I haven't been as attentive as I should."
He could tell nothing from her choice of voices. This one, he thought, was her own, much like her sister's, always neutral. "I've had a lot on my mind. I should bring you up to date."
"That would be nice."
"Your flair for sarcasm hasn't disappeared."
"It keeps me going."
"Maybe. This is how things stand. Last week, Spinner attacked Deja Gore in force. He was thrown back. He would have succeeded if he'd used all his skills. But he couldn't without Long Shadow finding out he's not as feeble as he pretends. He'll try again tonight. He could succeed. Your One-Eye and Goblin have broken with their commander. My beloved sister has obtained a strong position in and around Taglios. She has 5,000 or 6,000 men, none of them worth a damn. She left the man Blade at Goja when she headed north. He has the same problems and none of her expertise, but some of the men he has have legionary experience. He's decided to let them learn the hard way. He's begun occupying surrounding territories, especially southward along the road to Deja Gore.
Makes it easier to feed his men, probably.
Yes, he has a force exceeding 3,000 men now. His scouts have skirmished with Shadow Spinner's patrols. And the big news, of course, is that the Wizard Smoke has been seduced by Long Shadow.
Say what? That little bastard! I never did trust him.
Long Shadow appealed to his idealism, and to his fear of my sister and the Black Company. Offered him assurances he couldn't help but believe. Made him think he could become a hero by saving Taglios from its supposed saviors while he made peace with the Shadowlands.
That man is a fool. I thought you had to be smart to be a wizard.
Smart doesn't mean sensible, Croaker. And he isn't a complete fool. He didn't trust Long Shadow. He used every device he could to make Long Shadow keep his word. His real mistake was going to visit Long Shadow at Shadowcatch.
What?
The Howler and Long Shadow combined their talents to create a flying carpet like those we had back when, before they were destroyed. It's a puny one, but good enough for Howler to fly the wizard to Shadowcatch and to drop spies into Taglios. Smoke is down there now. Frogface is watching him. Long Shadow is trying to do a poor man's taking of Smoke. He'll go back to Taglios as Long Shadow's creature.
Croaker did not like the sums he came up with. 3 major wizards against Taglios now, and Taglios's only magical defender was a creature of the enemy,